tuning in to the Food for Your Soul podcast, a ministry devoted to applying the Word of God to the hearts of men and women. Stick around at the end for information on our free mobile app and all kinds of other resources. For now, let's get started with today's broadcast.
When I was thinking about starting this podcast, I asked my friends on Facebook what topics they would like to hear about. The only topic that got multiple requests was the end times. People are interested in eschatology, the end times. The end times is kind of a broad subject to cover in one podcast, since most of the Bible speaks of the end times one way or the other. But there are a few things that I'd like to say as a general overview in today's podcast and tomorrow's as well. A way of thinking about the study of the end times that will help you as you sort through the individual pieces and parts in Scripture. Eschatology, the study of the end times, is a very controversial area, as you probably know, and the controversy is mostly about the order of events of things that are still future. What's going to happen first? What's the order? Is it rapture, then tribulation, then second coming, then millennium, then eternal state? Or the millennium, and then the second coming, and then the eternal state? Where does the Antichrist fit in? Or who are the two witnesses? What about Israel? What are the signs of Christ coming? All those kinds of questions. People get so caught up in those kinds of questions, they tend to lose sight of the big picture of end times prophecy. The big picture is the coming kingdom of God. Only when the kingdom is our central focus will we have a proper understanding of the individual details. So for today's podcast, I want to play a four-minute clip from a recent message that summarizes what I believe is the primary theme of the whole Bible, and that will give us the big picture. Then, in tomorrow's podcast, I'll talk about how to figure out the individual events, the millennium, the church age, second coming, and how to interpret all the various promises that relate to the end times, especially the promises made to Israel in the Old Testament. So let's take a listen to this clip and get a handle on the big picture.
The Bible is basically the story about the kingdom of God. Page one of the Bible starts out with a hint in that direction. It talks about God makes beings in his own image and then tells them they're going to rule the whole world. So you get this idea of ruling the whole wide world through these creatures that are in God's image. But then there's a problem. The creatures that were supposed to be the ones through whom God reigns, his vice regents, rebel against God's authority. So they're supposed to carry out his reign, but they don't even submit to his reign themselves. So we got a problem. Under the influence of the serpent, they establish their own kingdom. And you see that growing and growing, Tower of Babel and all this stuff, the man's kingdom. So now you get two kingdoms, this human / satanic one and the kingdom of God. So that's a problem. How is God going to fix this problem? Well, it starts with a guy named Abraham. God promises to bless the whole world, all the nations, through this one man. And the farther you read in the Bible, the more pieces God reveals about how that's going to shake out. How is he going to bless the whole world, all the nations, through this one man? Well, it's going to happen through a human king, like David, except without the fall. You keep reading in the prophets, and you find out that this Davidic king is going to be God himself. Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. And of the increase of his kingdom and of peace, there will be no end. All the nations, he's going to be the great Son of Man in Daniel 9 that reigns forever. All the nations of all humanity will willingly, gladly, joyfully, eagerly bow before his authority. There's going to be one kingdom. Okay? So, that's the promise of the Old Testament. And then along comes Jesus. And Jesus preached, what did Jesus preach? Well, many, many, many times, his message is summed up, and it's always summed up this way. Luke 4:43, here's how he summed it himself. He says, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God because that's why I was sent. He preached the kingdom, and that's what he trained the 12 to do. Luke 9:2, he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God. Jesus taught us to pray, and he said, pray that the kingdom would come. And then after Jesus died and rose from the dead, and before he ascended into heaven, 40 days, he hangs around for 40 extra days before he goes back up to heaven, doing what? Acts 1:3. He appeared to them over the period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. So the Messiah finally arrived to establish this worldwide kingdom, but he didn't He didn't do it. He didn't establish the full-blown thing in its final form. He got it started. He inaugurated it. But in between his first coming and his second coming, the opposition kingdom is still in place. So the good kingdom's here, but the bad kingdom's still here. Ephesians 2:2. You followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. So he's got these two kingdoms simultaneously, the one on earth and then God's kingdom. And the objective of history at this point now is to get us from here to Revelation 11:5, which says, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. That's the goal. That's the end. That's the right. They announced that after the seventh trumpet in Revelation 11:5. That's where we're trying to get. So you get these two kingdoms, the world's one, God's one, and they're opposite. And the goal is to get it so there's one kingdom. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of Christ. One kingdom, every single person joyfully, gladly, willingly, eagerly, enthusiastically submitting to the reign of the great king. Every last soul, everywhere in the world, wholeheartedly, excitedly saying, Revelation 5:13, then I heard every creature in heaven and earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. That's the story of the whole Bible. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'd love to see your comments. The text of today's podcast is available on the blog at treasuringgod.com, and there's a place there for you to post any questions or comments that you have. And if you find this podcast helpful, please tell a friend to subscribe. The number one thing that will make it easier for people to find this podcast will be the number of subscribers. I also want to let you know about the free Food for Your Soul mobile app. That app will give you access to over 800 of our sermons. You can find them by scripture reference or by date or series or even use the search feature to find a particular topic or title. And it has a great built-in player, too. You listen to the sermon. When you get where you're going, you just hit pause. And the next time you open the app, it picks the sermon up right where you left off. Just search your Play Store for Food for Your Soul and you'll see it. And one last thing. If you'd like to contact us or learn more about Food for Your Soul, check out our website at treasuringgod.com. All the links for everything is right there on that page, treasuringgod.com.